The Sea of Galilee, also known as the Sea of Tiberias, it's not really a sea, but it's a large lake in Israel. In fact, it's the lowest freshwater lake on earth, and much of Jesus' ministry revolved around it. And because of its low-lying position in the valley, surrounded by hills, it makes it prone to sudden violent storms. And we see one of those taking place over in John 6, verses 15 through 18. We're told this: when evening came, his disciples went down to the sea, got into a boat, and started across the sea to Capernaum. It was now dark, and Jesus had not yet come to them. The sea became rough because a strong wind was blowing. Now, Matthew tells us Jesus made his disciples get into the boat while he dismissed the crowds. The word used for made is the word anakadzo. It would be translated forced or compelled or pressured. And so what that tells us is that the disciples really didn't want to leave Jesus. And so here, there must have been some conversation that they had with him. Okay, guys, get into the boat. I'm going to go up the mountain to pray, but I want you to get in the boat, go across the sea on the other side, and I'm going to catch up with you over there. No, Jesus, we can't leave you. But Jesus, haven't you seen the skies? There's a potential storm that is going to be rolling in here in a bit. I mean, we don't think this is a good idea. Peter, get in the boat. Andrew, John, come on, guys, I'll meet up with you. The point here is this: Jesus intended and deliberately sent his disciples out into that lake. After they had finally listened to him, the description that were given to us as the storm comes in is that their boat was being beaten by the waves. I mean, imagine how terrifying this was. These men were experienced fishermen now in this storm. There was a reason that Jesus had to force them to get in that boat, which brings me to this massive point. Why were they in trouble? Why were they now in the situation they were in? The only answer is this: they had pointed their boat in the direction that Jesus told them to take. And had they not obeyed him, they wouldn't have faced the storm. In fact, they wouldn't have faced the storm that would later lead to the momentous confession that Peter would make across the lake. All the same crowds of people that were following Jesus would find him across the water, and one by one, they would leave him because his teaching was offensive and it was difficult to hear. And the Lord would ask the 12, "Do you want to go away as well?" And Peter says, "Lord, to whom else will we go? You have the words of eternal life." You see, because of the storm, Peter had come to realize that the very same one who calmed the raging storm was the very same one that he could trust his life with. Maybe you're going through something right now to drive you deeper into your faith in Jesus. Maybe, just maybe, it's to produce this same confession, no matter how hard it gets: Jesus, to whom else is there to go? You have the words of eternal life. Until next time, let brotherly love continue.